Go with me in your Bibles, if you will, to the first epistle of Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. And today's text will be found in verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. And when you're there, you can say amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 reads, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I'd like to use for a title today, expiration date. Expiration date. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for gathering us here today. We thank you, Lord God, for this time and this opportunity that we have to hear from you, to hear from your word, and to be taught of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that we take advantage of this time to sit at your table and partake of what you have prepared for us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we would take this time to concentrate on you, that we would take this time to focus on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, making you the center of our attention, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I humble myself to nothingness, that you would be everything in me, and that your spirit, Father God, would be everything in me, and that your word would go forth and perform that which you have purposed it to perform, and that it would not return back void. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we praise you. In Jesus' precious holy name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Expiration date. Expiration date. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 reads, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Expiration date. I'm sure all of you are familiar with the term expiration date and what it is, but for your edification, I will help define it for you. An expiration date is the date which food, drink, medicine, chemicals, and many other perishable items are given before they are considered unsuitable for sale, use, or consumption. Again, an expiration date is the date which food, drink, medicine, chemicals, and many other perishable items are given before they are considered unsuitable for sale, use, or consumption. It's related to related to food. The expiration date is an important health factor. Bacterial contaminants are ubiquitous, and foods left unused for too long often require substantial amounts, they often acquire substantial amounts of bacterial colonies and become dangerous to eat, leading to food poisoning. Have any of you at some point in your life happened upon expired food? At any point in your life, have you happened upon maybe some food or bread that's molded, cheese that's molded, milk that is past the expiration date? And if you have, did you find it appealing to look at? And even if you are able to get past how it looked, how often and what percentage of time did you actually decide, given the fact that you knew that it was expired, given the fact that you knew it was old, given the fact that you knew that it was molded, given the fact that you knew it was spoiled, did you override that knowledge by consuming it? Have you ever at some point realize that something was expired simply by the smell? Have you ever walked into your kitchen and turned up your nose and said, "Something's wrong, in here. And then went on a vigorous hunt to find out what it was. You're opening up drawers and opening up refrigerators and moving microwaves out the way. Something smells in here and I cannot take it. And the smell is so overwhelming, I can't concentrate on anything else. I'm sure that at some point in your day-to-day life, you have happened upon something that's expired. And have you ever realized that something so simple as a spoiled egg can distract you from everything else that's taking place in your life at the time because it smells so badly? Just the other day, my son was preparing some food for himself, and he calls out from the kitchen, Mom, Dad, I think there's something wrong with this cheese. And he shows it to us, and we see black markings on one of the slices of cheese. Well, you see that, and we see, well, that's not right. That's not correct. This isn't pepper jack cheese, so this is not what we intended. This is not what this is supposed to look like. And so our immediate instinct was not to eat that cheese nor any of the rest of the cheese that was associated or connected with it. Why? Because we understand that something that is tainted will affect everything else that is adjacent to it. If it's tainted, that means it is tainted as well. Where am I getting? I want to encourage you all today through today's scripture. And so, understanding what an expiration date is, understanding your personal experience with things that have an expiration date, let's apply that to your life. Let's go to the text. First Peter chapter 1, let's read it in its context. And in order to do that, we begin at verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Begotten us again, or begotten again, in the Greek is anagenio, A-N-A-G-E-N-N-A-O, and it means to regenerate, referring to the new birth in the spirit. And so by begotting us or begetting us again, it refers to our new birth in the spirit through salvation. And so according to his abundant mercy, he regenerated us. He rebirthed us in the spirit unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Now let's break those three down. First of all, our inheritance, the inheritance that we receive through salvation, the inheritance that we receive by virtue of becoming a child of God, that inheritance is, number one, incorruptible. Incorruptible in the Greek is aphthratos, A-P-H-T-H-A-R-T-A-O-S, T-O-S, and it is not capable of corruption, exempt from wear, waste, and perishing. So our inheritance is incapable of being corrupted. And so what is awaiting us, or even what we have current access to now as a result of our salvation, is incapable of wear, waste, or perishing. Not only that, but it is undefiled. Undefiled in the Greek is amiantos, A-M-I-A-N-T-O-S. It means unpolluted or not capable of fading. Not capable of fading. And so not only is our inheritance incorruptible or excuse me, not only is it incorruptible or not capable of corruption, it's not capable of pollution or fading. And finally, it does not fade away or fadeth not away. And in the Greek, it's amarantos, amarantos, A-M-A-R-A-N-T-O-S. It means exempt from swift withering, short-lived. It does not fall away. It does not fade. It does not die quickly. Now, if you've ever been or if you've ever purchased produce, you realize that if you leave lettuce or fruit or vegetables out without any subsequent preservation, it will begin to wither very quickly. It will begin to spoil very quickly. That's why a genius came up with produce bags, and then they came up with something like a crisper in your refrigerator to try to extend the life of your produce, because without all of that help, that produce would wither very quickly. Well, our inheritance is not like that. Our inheritance, the inheritance that we receive subsequent to salvation, that we have access to now and that we will have access to in eternity, does not and is not capable of that kind of withering, of that kind of fading, of that kind of corruption. That means it is eternal. That means it is permanent. That means it is durable, and that there is nothing in our inheritance that is capable of perishing. Our inheritance has no expiration date. Our inheritance is not affected. It's not perishable. And therefore, our inheritance is what we want to hold on to, because our inheritance is a promised guarantee of freshness. Have you ever seen the commercials where they're advertising their fruit or their vegetable or produce or whatever they're advertising, and they say, guaranteed freshness, but for how long? How long is that freshness guaranteed? They may sell you flowers and it says guaranteed freshness for 7 days. I can't guarantee you freshness on the eighth day, but I can guarantee it to you for 7 days. But we have an inheritance whose expiration, it does not exist. It is not existent. So then, we are kept, verse 5. Excuse me, it says that our inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven for you. Reserved in the Greek is tereo, T-E-R-E-O. Metaphorically, it means to keep one in the state in which he is. And so this inheritance is reserved for us, exactly what it's supposed to be. It is kept aside for us, specifically for us. When you call ahead for a reservation at a restaurant, they hold a table aside for you because they're expecting you. They're not giving it to anybody else. They're not preparing it for anybody else. They're not hurry up and shooing somebody away, because it's waiting for you. This inheritance that's eternal, this inheritance that's incorruptible, this inheritance that is not perishable is waiting specifically for you. Who? Those of us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So the contrast to our inheritance, here's the setup for the text today. Here's the setup for verse 6, because I want you to realize something. If you can recognize what you do have that's eternal, then it'll make you feel better about what you have that's temporary. Verse 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice. This is the reason why you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaven through manifold temptations. Season in the Greek is oligos. Oligos, O-L-I-G-O-S, it means little. It means small. It means few. Of time, when referring to time, it means short. When referring to power, it means of light or of slight degree. And so if for a season or a short time or a small amount of time or even of little capacity, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold in the Greek is poikilos, P-O-I-K-I-L-O-S, or means of various sorts, different kinds of temptations, periamos, P-E-I-R-A-S-M-O-S, means proving, of the condition of things or a mental state by which we are enticed to sin or to lapse in faith and holiness, adversity, affliction, or trouble. And so, if need be, we go through seasons of temptations, not necessarily temptations to sin, but just various kinds of trials where if we allow them to have an adverse impact on our lives can entice us to sin or lapse in faith. And so here's why we greatly rejoice. We greatly rejoice by virtue of the knowledge that we have an inheritance that is incorruptible. We greatly rejoice by virtue of the fact that we have an inheritance that is undefiled. We greatly rejoice by virtue of the fact that we have an inheritance that fadeth not away and that is reserved in heaven for us. So if you keep that in top of mind, then you will be able to endure through a season of trial not at the expense of an eternity that is secure. And so why allow yourself to be adversely impacted by things that have an expiration date when you know you got an inheritance that does not? Why let the good produce be impacted by the bad produce? Here's the point. You need to give your trials an expiration date. You need to give your tests an expiration date. You need to give your problems an expiration date, because God's got a permanent inheritance reserved in heaven for you. And if you concentrate on the spoiled milk sitting in your refrigerator, then you are destined to settle for a spoiled life. Give your issues an expiration date, because it's only for a season. You see, it's not natural for milk to last forever. It's just not natural. It's consumable and it's drinkable only for the period of time that it was designed for. And it's okay for that time. It's needed for that time. Remember, if need be. The bread is good only for the time that it was designed to be good. The lettuce, the fruit, the vegetables, they are good only for the time that it was designed to be good. So God never intended for your trials to last forever. If he needed them to exist to prove you now, it is not in his nature to allow them to last forever at the expense of an inheritance that will. So, greatly rejoice. Greatly rejoice. For though now, if need be, you may be in heaviness through manifold temptations. Why can you greatly rejoice? Greatly rejoice because your temptations have an expiration date. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Beginning at verse 14, when you're there, you can say amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So what is this saying? Well, it's saying, considering the fact that God, who raised Jesus from the dead, will raise us up also and present us to the Father, here's the reason why we faint not. You see, verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not. He's explaining the reason why we faint not. We faint not because it was the same God that raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that presents us to the Father. So Paul proclaims the gospel and he endures the resulting suffering for the sake of the church so that God's abundant grace would produce abundant glory in us. And so for these reasons, we faint not. For these reasons, we endure. For these reasons, we do not give up. You see, our outward man, our flesh, our skin, our bones, our teeth, our hair were never designed to last forever. These things are a tent. That's why they change when they age. That's why skin sags. That's why hair falls out. That's why it turns white or turns gray. I don't care how much coloring you put on it. I don't care how much Botox you inject in it. I don't care what you do. At some point, the flesh is expiring. And so what you need to depend on is what's happening in your inner man, because your flesh is going to die, but your inner man ought to be renewed day by day. Your body has an expiration date, but your spirit does not. And so our inward man is continuously regenerated by the grace of God. For this cause, church, faint not. Verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. A couple of things. Two things about your affliction that should encourage you. The first thing about your affliction is that it's light. The second thing about it is that it's for a moment. Not only, see, we're not denying the fact that you have an affliction, but we're establishing facts about the affliction that when you weigh it against the glory of God, should allow you to say, I can get through this because my affliction is lighter than my glory. And not only that, but it is temporary and not eternal. You see, my glory is heavy and it's forever, but my affliction is light and it ain't gonna be here all day. And so greatly rejoice and endure. Verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, what is short-lived and light will result in a glory that is heavy and eternal. So we need to, you need to, concentrate on the things which are not seen and eternal, because the things that are seen are temporal. Temporal in the Greek is proskaidos, which means for a season, enduring only for a while or temporary. You see, the Bible is very clear about the fact that the things that are created are temporal. They are perishing. They are going away. But God has saved us on the inside, not on the outside. You see, everything, even the things that we get on the outside as a byproduct of blessing, are going away. Your job is going away. Your money is going away. Your car, your house, your prosperity, or whatever you have is still going to perish, even if it was a byproduct of blessing, because at the end of the day, none of that is your real inheritance. Your inheritance is on the inside. Your inheritance is the seat of your spirit. Your inheritance is the healing of your soul. Your inheritance is the healing of your mind. The inheritance is the deliverance of your sin. And that is what's going to last through eternity in spite of the expiration date of your trial. Give your stuff an expiration date. Give your stuff an expiration date. Because if you try to settle in to stuff that's going to expire, then you won't even know when it's expired. Let me say that one more time. If you try to settle into stuff that was designed to expire, then you won't even realize when it's expired, and it will begin to affect the glory that is designed to last in your life. You quit paying attention to moldy bread, it's going to start affecting the good bread that's next to it. Right? Have you ever gone into your refrigerator and most of the stuff in the refrigerator went bad, but it was one thing that caused it to go bad because that bacteria began to spread and that bacteria began to attach itself to other stuff? Because you just quit paying attention to it. You just quit worrying about it. You just lost track of it and decided and waited until it was too late, where all the good stuff got contaminated by the bad stuff. Give your stuff an expiration date and be conscious of it, because when it's time to die, baby, let it die. But what happens is we end up seeing and allowing our trials and tests to overwhelm us so much so that we forget the fact that it ain't supposed to be here forever. And we settle in. Give your problems an expiration date. One more thing you need to give an expiration date. Go with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Say, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, there's something, you know, you don't always know when the expiration date is of your current trials. You just know that they have one, right? Let me say that again one more time, just so you can take that in. You may have a current trial or test or temptation that you're enduring right now, and you don't necessarily know its expiration date. But after today's message, you know that it has one. However, there is something that you know the expiration date is, because it's already passed. It's already done. It's already gone. The problem is you left it in your refrigerator. You left it in your cupboard. You knew it was old in the first place, but you kept it. You held on to it. You left it in there, and now everything else is going bad because you let your expired stuff spoil the rest of your produce. The rest of your nourishment has gone bad because you didn't give your past an expiration date. I know I'm not there yet, but I know what won't get me there, and that's holding on to something old. That's holding on and trying to preserve what's already perished, trying to preserve what's already bad, trying to preserve what's already dead. Give your past an expiration date. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward to those things which are ahead. I'm not saying I got it all together, but I know what ain't getting me together, and that's holding on to something that should have been dead long time ago. That's settling into something that should have been dead a long time ago. I'll never get ahead if I'm still behind. I'll never get ahead if I'm still looking behind me. I'm not saying that I'm a perfect man, but I'm saying that imperfection ain't getting me there. Give your problems an expiration date, and give your past an expiration date. Because the only thing that matters is that which was not designed to die, and that's the inheritance that's reserved in heaven for you. the inheritance that was birthed in your inner man at salvation. Everything else has an expiration date. What are you focusing on? What are you concentrating on? And if you're concentrating on those things which have an expiration date, then you are going to allow it to pollute everything else in you and bring spoil to your spirit, spoil to your soul, and spoil to your mind. Give your stuff an expiration date. Let's pray. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. I pray, Father, that this word is ministered to everyone in the sanctuary today. Lord, I pray that it is encouraged. I pray that it has enlightened. And I pray that it has challenged everyone under the sound of my voice to make a decision that nothing that has been created is designed to last forever, but that which you have birthed in us through salvation shall not be corrupted. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you challenge us to focus on those things which shall not expire: your glory, your inheritance, your grace, your mercy, your heavenly reward, and give our problems and give our past an expiration date. Father, we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise that is due your name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. We say amen. Amen and amen.